Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. Perfect. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. All right. So what is your age?
81.
81. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm. I'd say mostly right track.
All right. So when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So now I'm going to ask you about a few proposals that may appear on your ballot this year, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So this proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. Since the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Probably vote yes, or definitely vote yes.
Probably.
All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, and I'm just going to ask you some question, but in a much more simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid by for a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Yes.
All right, but would you vote yes in favor, like definitely vote yes in favor, or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Would you say, well, number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, which is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $7 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, which is I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I was so excited when you said you were doing a poll because I thought it was not a local one, but a federal one. But I never mind spending money to help improve the area here.
All right. So, based on your answers, would you say that you, like, to basically sum it all up, would you choose advance number one, which would cost more money, like the homeowners would pay much more? The second option, which is that the homeowners would pay $7, would you say that you're fine with paying $90, or would you say just you oppose the proposal as a whole?
Number three.
Number three, so you're fine with the $9? All right. So from the following list, which issues are your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focused on most to help you and your family?
Which
would you say, like,
officials?
So it's from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your families? And the list goes, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, or controlling growth and development.
Well, they're all worthy. What
yeah.
affects me directly, it's the price of groceries and gas.
Groceries and gas, all right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also indicate that as well, please. So the first one is your city or township government. Do you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, the thing is, I just don't know that much about them or anything.
No worries. So would you say you have no opinion?
I would say favorable.
Favorable? All right. Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Well, probably somewhat. I just don't know that much about it.
All right. No worries. What about Grand Traverse County government? So would you say it's like somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And lastly, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Now, what about TART Trails?
So do you have like a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Oh, no, favorable. I think it's good.
All right. So would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very? All right. Perfect. Thank you. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I guess I'd have to say about right.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would you say you definitely trust them, you probably trust them, you probably do not trust them, or you definitely do not trust them?
Probably trust them.
All right. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you would approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So the first one is to promote health and wellness. Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Between schools and parks?
Yes. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Would you say you strongly approve this, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, probably schools are important
all right.
And all that. But, I mean, the way it affects, I'm beyond the school-age kids or anything like that. So I tend to, you know, like the parks and things like that.
All right. But if the money were spent for kind of this, if the money were spent to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks, would you strongly approve this, somewhat approve this, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove that they use the money from the project to do those kind of things?
Yeah, strongly approve.
All right. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
You know what? I'm sorry I answered this phone. I just can't think.
Oh, well,
I
just want to thank
you. Everything. I mean, I want things for everyone, even if they don't always go together. I mean, schools are important and parks are important, and I'd like to see money being able to go for everything.
All right. Well, I unfortunately can't just put agree on everything. I'm so sorry. But I do want to thank you so much for your time and for staying here and answering these questions. So would you say that you would strongly approve that the money could be used to protect open space from residential and commercial development? Or would you say you somewhat approve of this, or you somewhat disapprove, or you strongly disapprove? All right, no worries. What about using the money to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Oh, God. No more. I'm tired.
All right, no worries. Have a good rest of your day.